Module 3, Lesson 6.2, Transitioning from Co-Sleeping or a Side Bassinet to the Crib. If your child has been sleeping in a side bassinet or co-sleeping, you might want to consider transitioning your child to their own crib if they're maybe getting too big for the side bassinet, or maybe they're becoming more mobile and it's dangerous to leave them alone, or you notice that your presence next to your child is disturbing your little one's sleep. So that might present as them waking up whenever you come into the room to go to bed, or you notice that your child is disturbed by your noises in the night, or your child might be waking frequently in the night needing your assistance to fall back asleep, or to check that you're still there. So to start this transition, we recommend that you put your little one's new crib right next to your bed with all four sides up and then gradually just move it slightly further away over a couple of weeks. It's really helpful to try and time your bedtime with the time of the first feed or when your child first stirs so that you're not disrupting their deep sleep cycles at the beginning of the night, as that can lead to more frequent night waking for the rest of the night. White noise may also be helpful to make sure that your movements and noises are not disturbing your little one's sleep. And you can do this transition in conjunction with starting to implement your chosen settling method during the sleep training process. And for more information, you can see modules 7 and 8. If your child is still waking frequently in the night after 2 weeks of trying this transition, you may need to consider moving your child into a separate room, or actually moving yourself to a separate room. Sometimes in tight quarters, that might mean that parents sleep on the couch for a few weeks until sleep stabilizes or some other creative solution.